Okay, again, this field is taken before 7 feet of water height, and with Lema, Eliezer, and Daniel. So we'll do one more. Okay. Let us start the third paragraph. Final design of it. We need to base the moves of a funnel. Talk about the case of a man, see what I'm going to say, and we call him Mr. Gomer Kutura. Somebody is Mesa Mukova Pandas. The passage is that this is a state of anemia. If you're looking at the Hebrew on the Mishnah, maybe this is a different state. The passage is that this is a state of something like or is anemia. This is the state between Tira and Tira. It says the Mishnah, one is Tucker from all, the Tira Tira is filling it from all Mishnah. So the simple reading is that these are just other examples. Really, it's Mishnah Mishnah Samaritan Tukola. It says Tira Tira Tukola, so those are important ones, but really, there is an opinion in Rabbeinu Yonah here that says that maybe it's only these mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs require extra special kavanah. Kriyasma, Kabbalah, Machatamayim, and Tivis, and Esther, Tillin, Zalada, have Hesachadas by Tillin. He quotes that opinion that maybe an Onein is kind of a other mitzvah. So those three mitzvahs need special kavanah. But he postulates that what we postulate is that really it applies to all mitzvahs. So that's the purest by all mitzvahs. That would require another Gerson. Yes, that would be leaving out those last four words. All Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs. Correct. But we pass it applies to all Mitzvahs. What does the word Pater mean here? So usually the word Pater means exempt. If you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the parish, Pater means the Kriyasma, the Fish and who's Taru, the Rashevet Purasso, of the Zimmy, the Chasm, the Pater, the Mitzvah. This Pater here means, like we thought, you probably don't have to, because you're Tarid, you're Osig, you have so much in your mind, you take care of the Tura, and therefore Galach is your Pater. But it seems like from Rashi that it's not an Isser, it's just like a Tura. You don't have to, because you're Tarid. But let's say you want to be Tarid, let's say the Tura would be taken care of for somebody else, let's say you'd be in a different city, and the Tura would be in another city, so it sounds like maybe you'd be fine. But it's only based on Tirza. This is the fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the Mishnah, and we'll see on the Gemara as well. Rashi here says that the Tura is Tirza. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi. The second Tosfos, Pasim the Kiyasma, Yerushalmi for his Taima, Amr of Gol, Laman Tintar, and here's the Drasa of the Yerushalmi. Kol Yimei Chayecha. You have to do mitzvot all the days of your life. Yamim Sha'ata Oseg Bachayim, Vavo Yamim Sha'ata Oseg Bameisim. This is the time of your life when it's categorized as Oseg Bameisim. You have to be Oseg Bameisim. It's not a thing of Tirza. It's a formal thing that this is what you're involved in now, and therefore we're going to be Tosfos, and this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. When it says Pater here, it means like Shabbos, Pater Avol Asher. It's Asher to do mitzvahs when you're in Onei, even if you would want to. It's not just based on Tirza, but there is an issue.
So if you were, if your car was to go to a different town, how would you be Oseg in Mason?
So it's not a din in actually being Oseik, but it's Yamim Sha'ata Oseik Bameisim, and Yamim Sha'ata Oseik Bachayim. It's a din with day. And once the day is defined as Oseik Bachayim, Oseik Bameisim, that means that you're not Mamish Oseik. If you already are Oseik and now you've had the Levi, let's say the now goes to be buried, the buried there, or something, you're Halacha. Once you turn the back and finish. But until that time, then you're considered Oneg, and you pass it up to the goodness. My post was against Rashi.
What can you say about Rashi? Tell the Dean.
Well, because you can see Rashi's just in the favor. That on the Gemara, that is the din that you don't have to do this. I didn't yell at it. Oh, we're going to get to that soon. We're going to get to that soon. Is that this? Okay. Okay, next up around the mission. No thing, I mean to the people say hand, if you say people say hand, the ones who carry the mitzvah, and the ones who switch off carrying the mitzvah. It sounds like from the Mishnah that unlike how we do it today, let's say we get to the you in the car, and we carry the Aron, and then all of us, whoever carries the Aron, walks it to the place of burial, but it sounds like that there are two rows of people. Two long rows of people, and they want everybody to have a chance to be Oseik in the carrying of the Aron. So they pass the Aron from one person to another. That's how they're doing it here. So let's say the carry is the mitzvah, but the individual fan, let's do Rashi first. So Rashi is the mitzvah. Esma fan is the Eslacha mitzvah, those who are in front of the mitzvah. That means those who the mitzvah hasn't gotten up to yet. They're further on the line, that the Aron is almost up to them. The Eslacha mitzvah, and those who are past already, who have already fulfilled the mitzvah,
So Esher will be a Yisrael Chayav Bituin. That's a Laracha Yisrael Chayav Chayavim.
Says the Gemara, according to Rashi,
those who the Mita needs Zorach Bahan Bituin, those who are the meat the aron is going to need, and Rashi here explains that they're going to have to carry it, and therefore they're covered, and they can't pass it in a mitzvah kriyasma. They're part of it, and they're part of the kriyasma. Also, the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. That's what they've had twice already. The eshel ha'achar ha'mita zorech b'hen hayavim. What does this mean? The Rashi doesn't mean once you've already carried the mitzvah, that even if they might need you again at some point in the future, but you're not as covered. You did it already once. You're already, it's not going to be the first time that you're going to be helping carry. That's why, even if this is an unusual girsa, that's why achar amita, surah lahen chayavim. But if you're already achar amita, then surah lahen, even if you're going to still be of use in the future, chayavim. Unlike the lasing amita, if you haven't done it yet, then we assume you're a little sedrate about, getting the mita, having it come to you, and therefore you'd be puzzled. Tosfos here just takes out the la'achar and lefnei. He just says tzarach and ein tzarach. What does it mean? The same la'acharei. Tosfos just says the girsa. The end of the Tosfos talking. He says just like the girsa of the mitzvah tzricha and surim la'achar mitzvah chayav. Okay. Elu ve'elu kuturim nativa. But both of these categories are pater from Torah Esther. Rashi explains here the lav the oraisa. Because tila is not the oraisa. Is Rashi saying that the entire idea of tila is not the oraisa? Which is like the teaching of the Ramban, he says all tila is the oraisa. Is he saying just the words of tila is the oraisa? The Rabbanan, but the concept is the oraisa, like the Ramban, unclear. But some part of tila is the Rabbanan, and therefore you don't have to worry about Tevona Esrei at all in this, at this time. Fourth line, Havarat of Eitz HaFazu, let's say the burial has taken place, and now everybody's walking away from the place of burial, and they're about to make the churros, like we did on the Zed. We made the churros, the rose, and they have them walk through. In Yifon Mahasavu, for Arshu Leviyel HaSura, if the people there could start and finish Kriyasma, until they get up to the Sura, Yafilu. Right, then you have to start. You start it, and you do it. You're in law, but if they're going to have to get into the Shura, and they're going to be Osik B'mitzvah of Yisrael Adewim, lo, yes, they do. But then they couldn't start, because again, Osik B'mitzvah, Pata B'mitzvah. Home did the Shura, those who are standing already in the Shura, let's say there are a few rows of people in the Shura, let's say going back, the front rows and the people behind them, so then it depends how many the ones who are inside, who are going to be facing the Avel, who are going to be saying, I'm up from Yachin, it's going to be noticeable, they're Pater. But those on the outside, who they would be able to take Kriyashma, and it would be okay, they wouldn't be violating, let's say, the Avel passing them, and they're not saying anything, then they would still have to say Kriyashma. What? It's unclear exactly where the shurahs were done, whether we do it in the cemetery. We know that maybe they might have done it after the cemetery, so they set special birchas aveilim, which you don't say anymore, the shurahs. So that's a good question. Maybe it's in the cemetery, away from the, we're gonna get to the Dalai Lama in the next level. We'll see that in a minute. Okay, so that is the mission. Gemara. It sounds like from the Mishnah, the language is Misha Mesa Musa Lafana. If Mamish the Mesa is in front of you. So it sounds like only if the Mesa is in front of you, you have a Turk or Mitzvos. But let's say, as I said the case before, let's say you're in a different city, let's say the Mesa isn't in front of you, then, or let's say nowadays, let's say the Chevra Kadisha is taking care of the Mitzvah. So then it sounds like from the Mishnah that you do have to do Mitzvos, because it's Mamish only Mesa Musa Lafana. The word says that can't be Brahmini, living a bright stuff. Somebody's mason's in front of him, he's not allowed to eat there. You have to eat in a different hand. The name of Bayasach there, Okhavavayas Havero. And if not, let's say he doesn't have another house, he has to go to his friend's house. Right? Rashi says here, Nirek to Lloyd LaRush. We've had the concept of Lloyd LaRush before, and we have it again in terms of mitzvot. It sounds like from here that it also applies to living activities. You can eat it. And because you're not allowed to eat. Eating the mitzvah in general. But Rashi says, Nirek kilo in Lora. As you're eating, the Rashi doesn't say the brachas that you're making, but just the eating itself, we're not supposed to eat in front of the mitzvah. Chadero, like you don't have a friend house to go to, Osa Mephisa Biofel, then you just make some type of Mephisa, some type of wall, you put a spring with a cloth on it, whatever, but Okal and you eat there, then Amo Davalas is Mephisa, and if you think you're starving, and you have to eat, then there's no other place to go. So Master Bana Biofel, we should be allowed to just turn around and eat with your back to the distance. There ain't no Mesiva Ophel, but you shouldn't do it safe, but you shouldn't like relax and enjoy your food, it's improper. There ain't no Ophel Basar, there ain't no Sosagayan, not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, this is what we hold. And the simple reading, and this is what the Gemara is going to assume, is that all of these halachas now are going on all the cases above. Whether you're in the room eating with your back to the mace, or whether you're in a different room, or whether you're in your friend's house. So it sounds like from the Brisa, so far, the Gemara assumes that these halachas apply in all the cases. The Edom of Varech, and you don't make, don't turn the page here, the Edom of Varech, and you don't make Rechav Amosi, what does Rashi say on Edom of Varech? Second to last line. The Edom Tsarev of Varech Rechav Amosi. Rashi Lushitaso. You don't need to make Rechav Amosi. Are you allowed to make Rechav Amosi? Yes, Aninus is a tour. It's not an Isser. And if a Rashi holds Lushitaso to the Mishnah, it's based on Tirza, Edom Tsarev. Bottom Tosas, he quotes Rashi, he argues with him. He says, what do you mean Edom Tsarev? Usher! Usher is a mitzvah from your own age, based on Yerushalmi. And that's what we pass to. Eno Rashai Lavarim, not Eno Sarah Lavarim. Okay. The Eno Lavarim, so Eno Mizame, and you don't say Jerkat Hamazo. It's unbelievable. Sometimes it's very hard on a person to know you. That's when Baruch Hashem, you saw Kedoshim Hayes, like you wanted to say a bracha, but we're not allowed to. That's the halacha. The halacha is you don't make bracha, you don't make, you don't do mitzvahs. Yishona and Akrona? Oh, but the way the Rashi interprets this here is Eino Mavarech. You don't say Bracha Rishon, Eino Mizam, you don't say Bracha Akrona. You don't even do Daraisa. You're not allowed to violate Yisurim. But the question, that's the question. That's your faith. You spoke about Chalanenim Olam Gebal Bracha Kibumal. So does that mean realistic Zeila? That's a nice idea in London. But I don't think we were passing it well. You know, it's a Gez, it's a really Gezova. The same person that told us to give us the food says not to make the Bracha. That's, but they talk about less than the Tilo Shadayim, maybe a Buddhist design without a bracha. That's become a negative. But I think generally we pass it at the Zobos of Rishonah either. Brachos Rishonah. The Eim of Arkan Allah, top of the next Amud. Eim of Arkan Allah, and you don't even have to hear a bracha of somebody else. The Eim of Arkan Allah, and you don't take part in the Zimun. Upatim is here, so I'm going to steal him in the Tilo, and I'm going to call him in the Torah. Upatim for a moment, so he's the Shabbos. But what happens if it's on Shabbos? That's when it was fine. Somebody loses the power by the point Shabbos. The burial that can take place till Sunday. If there is Onein on all Shabbos, Uba Shabbos, Nesiv, Ocha, Basim, so say Yayin, then you're allowed to be involved in this. Question, where does this tour come from on Shabbos? But where does the tour of not being an Onein come from? But that's the halacha. Well, that's Avelus. Avelus Bifar Hesh. There is no Avelus Bifar Hesh on Shabbos. There is Avelus Bifzina. But this is the stage before that. It's still on the stage of Aninus. So Aninus is, here it says, it seems to be parallel. Exactly right, well, what else are you saying? What? Exactly, you're not covered in the Tfulis. So therefore, even Tosfos to say that one should, maybe one is the Tfulia even, in taking part of the Mitzvah Shabbos. Right. So it doesn't say, it doesn't say here, well, it does say this. Well, continue reading for a minute. Ubisabas, Nesim, Alphabasis, Masayayin, Umavarin, Ubizamein, Umavarin, Umavarin, Allah, right, you make all the brachas. The Chayyin, Bechol, Mizos, Amoris, Betolim. You do say, so Chanarach, you're not supposed to go overboard. Right, like you said, extra learning, Mavar said there's a question. Even in Avel, the Chanarach quotes, maybe you could do the Avel. You may not do any other learning, but to be Mavar Sedra, be part of the Tzibur, is a different kind of learning than other learning. But the only that would be an extra step. I don't think we'd be passing that far. But at least Mavra Sedra, anybody learning that, so that they'd be passing. But it's not. That's not a lot. The Shiva Gamliel Omer, he talks the sky of the Avu, the sky of the Kula. The Rasbag has an unusual line. He just says, since you're chayav in these, you're chayav in all of them. Which sounds to be similar to what the Tanakhama says. You're chayav in all mitzvahs. The Gemara says, one second, Omer Yochanan might deny you. What's the difference between these two opinions? The Tanakhama says you're chayav in everything. The Shiva Gamliel says, since you're chayav in these, you're chayav in everything. What's the difference? So, my binayu, Tashas Ravitsa, Iki binayu. The difference might be an aspect of, that's in the Sina, Rashi quotes here, Tashas Ravitsa, Rashi quotes, if you have a Kiva Ona, if you will, Kiva falls out that night, you have a Kiva, the question is, what do you do in that situation? That might be the difference between the Tanakhama and the Gemara. But why do we quote this whole thing here for? We quoted it here for Tanimiyos, doesn't it say here? Tanimiyosnam in the field and a tilim and called Mizal Mosh Torah. It says here that an owning is possible even if the mace is not in front of you. Right? Because all of these, this whole discussion, looks Ora, things to Gemara, is going on all the cases listed in the beginning. If you go to a different house, if you go to your friend's house, if you turn your back, in all those cases you have this tour, which is against our Mishnah, so that Mishnah seems to say that only if Mace or Mosh upon us, you have this tour. So which is it? The Gemara says, no, two answers. Amar Papa, Tirgama Amach Tanah Ochel. First answer is that no, we misunderstood. This whole discussion is only going on the last line of the last case of the Brisa, when you're in the same room and you turn your back to eat. But on all the other cases, in Akinami, according to Rav Papa, an Oni would be chayv in all the mitzvahs, if he wasn't right. It's only din, it's not a din in Aninus. It's a din in Mesa Mutal upon us. The Mesa Brisa. Ravashi says more like what we passed in life, he was to muta alav the kovro, to muta lafan of dami. Rashi says, no, doesn't have to do with, don't take the Mishnah literally of mesa muta lafan of, that's actually there, but if it's incumbent upon you, if you are a relative who theoretically has a mitzvah to take part in the mitzvah of the burial, so says this, mesa muta lafan of. Therefore, it applies to all cases. Shem Ne'amar, you learn this from Abram, and Yaakov Abram, may often name Yisrael, Abram gets up from his mace, from Sarah, to Ne'amar, and after it says that he left the mace, he still says, the Ekra may see Milafanai, from in front of me. You see, he still has the status of in front of me, even though he has already left the mace. Havar, Temutah, Lava Kovro, Temutah, Lafana, Dami. Period. So we talk in that, an onein is not only possible, but also come. There's a very fascinating discussion in the Rush here. It's a quote in Shofanara. This case is what I'm talking about. So let's say there's a on Sunday, there's a Kira on Friday or a Shabbos, and the Kira is going to be on Sunday. So, you don't do all mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah that's questionable. What about Havdalah? What do you do about Havdalah? Rama passes Havdalah mitzvahs. All right, so. Even if it's Rabbanah, the Rabban passes Mr. Rabbanah. So what do you do about Abdullah? And not only Abdullah, but usually it's to eat before Abdullah. The Moshe Shabbat comes, so he's only have to start. He's not allowed to make Abdullah we pass him. So he passed him, only he's allowed to eat. Okay. What? But the Gemara says, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak in Allah. Then I don't take part in Mitzvah. There is, I forgot to mention, there is a Rosh in one of his students that says, that an Oni is such a mafia. Because that, already, that's at the end of the day, you're about to go to sleep, you're finished with either the Tirza or with Kosher, the Zizi Pasu to the Kamaka. It's in parsing that class. But the question is, what about Havdalah? I think generally it's possible that you can eat on Moshe Shabbos even without Havdalah. So let's say the tour takes place on Sunday, and they come back Sunday afternoon, fine, they're going to make Havdalah now. That's the Machlokas you showed him, whether they have to make Havdalah now. The Maharam, God, who says what? The Rush quotes two deos. One of them who says that one of them is Maharam in Wittenberg, is ready, and one is Selma. One of the opinions is that he has to make Abdullah. What do you mean? To make Abdullah? So what? So who says? We know that Allah. The other opinion says, no, you don't make Abdullah. Because once you were putter at the Zman, when the key steps in on Moshe Shabbos, and forget it, you're always putter. Therefore, you don't have to make Abdullah. Because you were putter at the time of the Zman setting in. Similar, what about Myrus? Just to make up Myrus? Total discussion. What about Myrus? So what's the lumpus behind that, whether you have to make up dollar or not? It says the cipher on this Gemara, it depends. When we say you can make up dollar till Tuesday, what does that mean? Does that mean that the chiyuv continues for 3 days? 3 days a year, but you have to fulfill it at some point from Moshe Shabbos till Tuesday. So if you say that, so then you would say, if you don't fulfill the chiyuv on Moshe Shabbos, you get to fulfill the chiyuv on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. So according to that opinion, you would say Abdullah. But to AK, according to the other opinion, maybe the point is, Moshe Shabbos is the time for the Kiyat Abdullah. That's it. If you miss it, you could have Tashlumin on Sunday, or a Monday or a Tuesday. But this man, this Onei, if he missed the whole Kiyat, he was Pater on Moshe Shabbos, and you would say, okay, don't say Tashlumin. You were Pater at the time of the Kiyat. There's no Tashlumin. It says the disciple, that's behind the Machlokes. How do you view the halacha that you can make Abdullah till Tuesday? Is it a 2 day Kiyat, or is it 1 day Kiyat plus Tashlumin? And that is, you're looking at Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin in Hilchos Aninus, the Tzibeis Lameis for Shabbos, Yocha B'Moshe Shabbos below Havdalah, Yoni Havdalah, below Yitzpala below Mabokin Chodim Kura, Ula Achar HaKura, Yitzpala Tzila Shabbos, Afilu, Im Lo Avar Zmana, these two Paskin that for minor purposes,
You do daven shacharis twice if it's still bishman. Aval kibasa erev lo yisfalas. I'm sorry, you follow, made a mistake. You follow kibasa shacharis and lo abishmana. You still daven shacharis even though you aren't mufuyin at the beginning of bishman, but if it's still kibasa shacharis time, still daven. Aval kibasa erev lo yisfalas shifar avar zmana. Right, you don't daven, you don't have to swim in for kilos that you missed. Well, dummy was shacha, below the tala av. It's not like if you forgot that you need to swim in. So the tala shacha is fine. Kiva shibalai, lo ha yachayim was tala el. Over in yin havdala, yavdil achas yikvar hameis. Maharami you enter. Okay, that's the one who says that. We pass you, you do make havdala, and you're going to use the lumpers of the kilos yachot, it's because the bafiyah is until Tuesday. It's not just bafiyah with tala swim in. Remember, the Dogomer Bava here says that that only applies, you know, Yehuda says it's only if the mace dies on Shabbos. What happens if somebody dies, if somebody's in the hospital? If one of them is fine. And you don't get the, and the dip here occurs 10 minutes after Shabbos. 20 minutes after Shabbos. And so what would you say there? So then, says the Dogomer Bava, near doctor was then to mace to Shabbos. Because then at the moment that the fee started, you were puffed. But if the fee of kicked in first, and then there was a pira, so then maybe you'd have to make it up. And on Meis Balayla, so for Chala, if you have pira, then you have to make a Meir, not only making up Hadal.
When you say Chala, you know, it's a poet issue, not so much a...
Okay, and that's, yeah, I mean, it's pointing in the other direction. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. We're about 15 lines down. Meiso... Okay, where are we? No, let's get that. Meso in, Abel Misham Rolo. So only if it's a relative are you obligated, Abel Misham Rolo, but if you're just watching the mace, if you're what we call a showman. If you're guarding the mace, it sounds like you don't have a bitur, only if you're the relative. While Tanya Lord did a bright sum, Misham Rolo, Abel Misham Rolo, so probably the Kirsan and 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 the Kirsan. It sounds like you're going to be just a showman, not doctor if you're a relative. And we're answered, you're right. Mishamar avavikin or meso, meso avavikin or mishamar. Even if you're one or the other, if it's a relative that you're not around, or if your mom is seeing a shomer the mace, you're also puzzled for mitzvahs, because also you're going to puzzle for the mitzvah. Because man has there, we don't have one shomer for so long. We can have turns. If you have turns, then once it's done in the turn, then you can go through the mitzvah. Meso mishamar in, so fine. So it sounds like who has the tour, if you're a relative or if you're a shomer. Ava mahal kabeis hakon is low, but not if you have a not if you're walking in the cemetery, then you have to do mitzvot. But there's also a tour there. Ha tan yom lizer the brayso mahal kabeis beis hakvaris. Just fill in the row so the see if the Torah is row over korei. A person can't walk in the cemetery with still on his head. And if the Torah is on his arm, the korei and learn in osa kain over mishmor is the rush parakol sayu. And then he violates the halacha of loy l'rashi. He's making fun of, you know, the mason can't do mitzvahs, and therefore not supposed to do mitzvahs. Therefore, don't you have a third category of people that have to do with mason that don't have to do mitzvahs? Right? A mace, a relative, and a shomer, and somebody just walking to the mitzvahs? The more answer is yes, you're right, but there's a difference in halacha. Hossam, when it comes to the person just walking through the cemetery, it's not a, they're never allowed to do it. It's tov dalad amos hita asa. It's just a dinim within four amos. You're not allowed to do it. But let's say you walk out of the four amos of the tether, then you're allowed to do mitzvah. So Amar Mar, as we learned, Meis Tofei Dalad Amos for Kriyashma. Meis is Tofei, four amos for Kriyashma, meaning you don't do Dalad, you do mitzvah, and say Kriyashma within the four amos. Remember, way back when, Tosas on Gimel Mavei is on top, quoted this Gemara, about the halacha of, you're not allowed to be Mizah there, within the time, within the... near a mace, so it says, oh, it's only Dalad Amos, I'll put it later. Look on the top, it says, that's your own mace. So when it comes to the walking through the mace of Kamar, that's Dalad Amos. Hakka, Chutzpah, Dalad Amos, Mary Potter. But by these, by an onator, by a somer, that even Chutzpah, Dalad Amos, you would be Potter. So in a phenomenon, the Allah applies, but there's a little difference in Allah. When the Rama, look what we just read, the Brisa. For Yahalat other of Esa Kvaris, the Tzillin, Barosho, the Sefer Torah, the Zerah, the Torah. Listen to what the Rambam writes when he quotes his halakha. And look what he reads there. For Yahalat other of Esa Kvaris, the Tzillin, the Yado, the Sefer Torah, the Zerah. Period. Rambam changes it from Rosho to Biyado, and he reads out the Torah. This is the Captain Mishnah? Okay. Not the Oscar, don't worry about it. Says the Radvans on the Rambam, no, it's Yehudit. Why do you leave those out? Because he's emphasizing that even if you're not doing the mitzvah, even if you're just carrying the object to do the mitzvah, he says, lo yahalif adam suin biyado. What does that mean? It's in the bag. Just say, if it's on the drill, period. You can have the Torah.
He's leaving out the learning aspect. Even if you're not doing the mitzvah, says the Rabbah. Even just carrying the Dvarim Shal Mitzvah in the Beis HaKvarim, that's also awesome, says according to Rabbah. He's really good to watch him because he changes that language. That's a little kind of opposite in direction of Tosfos. Tosfos, a little Tosfos. Say the Torah deserves a Torah. Tosfos says, but who had in al pes? It's not a din in the Sefer. He's learning by heart also. That's the other extreme of the Rabbah. Even learning by heart. The Rambam would agree to that. Even learning by heart is a problem. But the Rambam also says, even if you have to be carrying the mitzvah, you just carry the verse on mitzvah, we're not supposed to do that in the Sefer. That's what the Rambam says. In a finami, there are different minhagim. We are minhagim to put them in. Maybe just put them in. Okay. In a finami, but hopefully you'll do see it, Mark, before you start. It is a mitzvah, in a finami. But again, they are pasur if the time comes to them to do a mitzvah. But if we talk to this Eshel HaKayim Seyem, if you don't have to miss Myrus, you don't have to miss Tiasma. You say right before you start or right after you start. But economically, if you have a shomer, that's for the entire time, and you're the only one, and you're out somewhere, I'm sorry, the shomer once told me that he was out in a faraway city, out west, and he had to be a shomer for like more than 24 hours, and economically, that type of thing.
What?
That's what's not
a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. But it says it's possibly called Mitzvah Shavuot Sefer. Is that have any nothing to do? If you want to do a mitzvah there, Bonham?
Right. Big question about Spirit of Omer. You know, you're going to look up the tails. So you're generally talking about the tails without saying the bracha. At least to keep it going. Yeah. Right, it's not a parallel. Different than the other two. By a whole of Pelech HaKvarus, right, not by a Shomer. Okay, by second to last thing you want. Dufa. Hamasamar is a maze, probably say the maze, probably the fear, the Torah. Three, guarding the maze, as you just said. He Potter, Habishnayim. Let's say there are two! Like Ari said, let's say there are two! Zebishamar, is that Torah? Zebishamar, is that Torah? They take turns. One guards, one says Kriyashma. Etc. Then, as I omer, hayavon besvina. Let's say they're coming on a boat. Manicho v'zavazu v'palestein v'zavazacheres. Says then, as I, if you put the aron in one side of the boat, and they can say kriyas on the other side of the boat. So it sounds like the Tanna Kama did not agree with it. My benayim. So what's the difference between the Tanna Kama and the Nazai? Am Rabbeinu chosim achbarim ikabenayim. The question is, are you worried about little rodents, achbarim, getting to the mate? Marzava chaisina and marzava lo chaisina. They didn't have hard wooden boxes like we have today. Therefore, the question that was part of the Shmira, keep the animals away. So the question, my focus here is whether you were worried about it. And as I was not on a boat, therefore, even if on the other side of the boat, it's okay for a minute to go say, here's that. Tanu Rabbanon, see that. Hamolos Atzamos, Mimakom Amakom. Let's say somebody is Molos Atzamos. It's a passage called Mikud Atzamos. Let's say somebody is buried already, and therefore, for some reason, you are going to rebury them. The Shemesh Yonah B'Halacha quotes four different reasons in the postgame why we do this. Number one, this is in Kutzah the Tef Yudzayim. You want to look it up. In the Shemesh Yonah B'Halacha. Number one, L'Holifo L'Tibur Tavosav. To let's say you couldn't bury him originally in the family plot, if you want to move in. Number two, L'Tibur L'Eretz Yisrael. Talking to my grandfather. My grandfather was Mitzvah in 1969, and then when my grandmother was Mitzvah in 1972, so they moved my grandfather and they took what we all went there to throw. He said, Kever Eim Mitzvah Mimayiv O Mehakum, let's say there's some danger that it's going to get flooded or Hakum, yeah, they're going to uproot the Kever. Number four, he said, or let's say they're going to build a highway. Right, they're going to build a highway there. It's not going to be you put it there originally, temporarily. So any of these four cases, it is smart to move it. But in general, we don't move far without a good reason. But let's say somebody does this. The halacha, by the way, is that in Shulchan Aruch it might be available for the yomer. The day that there's lucha that summer, you might have available for it. Okay, at least on some level. Harizel or Yipnei to this. Yeah, you shouldn't put it in like a sack. And you put it in a sack and treat it in a disgraceful manner, and just put it next to you on your donkey. But you know they have any desires. And you hide the yard of the nutter and they lift it with it. But if, let's say you're worried, if you put it like in a wagon behind, you're worried that something's going to happen to it, then it's worth it. But if you put it on the donkey with you, because again, that's the source of the mace, the source of the Esau. And it's a device that says, Utsuderk to Amr Ba'asamos, just like whatever you do, Ba'asamos, Tas Amr B'Sefer Torah. So too, the halacha is by a Sefer Torah. Where it says, ahai, what is this last line referring to? The first line of the Braisa, that you're not allowed to put it next to you, or the second line, that if you're worried, you can put it next to you. So which one is this referring to by Sefer Torah? The Ilei Ma'arisa, if it's going on the Raisa, that you're not allowed to treat it in a Brazilian way, then Shisa. Well, of course, that's Pasuk. You guard me, Sefer Torah, me have Tamos. Sefer Torah is worse than both, right? The Pasuk, Sefer Torah, a person is like a Sefer Torah, a lot of connections, but Sefer Torah is not Tamos for us. I'll ask Sefer. So you're right. No, the finish is that even if it's, you're worried about it, so then you can even put it with you in somewhat of a disgraceful manner for a short period of time. Okay, Amar Rechava, Amar Bezita, Kalaroa Hamesh Enamal Azehu, Over Mishin Woli Glarash Teir Poseir. If somebody sees a tour going out, and you don't arm Malave the Mesh, then you're violating Loi Glarash. This is a third application of Loi Glarash. Not just when you do a mitzvah in front of them, not just when you eat in front of them, but even when you don't take part in the Lavaya, that's also part of Loi Glarash. Oh, he's too busy to take part in my Lavaya. He's busy doing white stuff. That's also Loi Glarash. Didn't he obey Masaro? And if he's alive in him, what is his reward? Amar Avasi, Alavakasu Lamer, Malveh Hashem, Lonim Zal. So we darshan from here, not Malveh, read it, Milaveh Hashem. Right? Hashem accompanies Lonim Zal, somebody who has compassion on a Zal, a poor person here meaning the man. Umechado, Hashem honors Lonim Evyon, those who have compassion on an Evyon, somebody poor, referring to the Pashas is the mitzvah mi daraisa. Well, the question is, or pura is the mitzvah daraisa. Well, some of the lots of carpets are very lahu. Levaya, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, that Levaya Tameis is a mitzvah drabanan, which is included in the daraisa of the Ahapa Reacha Kamocha. So the darshan, based on that pasuk, is Reacha Reacha the mitzvah. So I would think that they should only apply to Reacha. Okay, so you always have the Eva secondary. Rav Chiya, Rav Yonasan. Okay, here we get into the story. The figure of Yonasan, having shocked the Bosman, based on the forest, they were walking in the cemetery, having a shabbat, the help of Rav Yonasan. His chelas, his sisters, were dragging on the forest. Amalei Rav Chiya, Dalia, lift up your sisters! So they spoke Yomru, B'machar, Bon, Esplenu, so that they don't say, tomorrow these guys are coming to us, meaning in the future they're gonna join us, Yachab, Machar, Pidosanu! And now they're making fun of us! So Amalei, he, Yavi, Kulei, Hai, says Rav Yonasan, did the mason know? They really know. So how else it says that the Masons don't know what's going on? On Malay, so Rafiya says no. In Tarisa or Sanisa. You might have read the passage once, but you obviously didn't read it twice. In Tarisa or Silasa. Even if you read it twice, you obviously didn't read it three times. In Silasa, well, here's the passage. Even if you read it three times, you obviously didn't get the message of the passage. Because if you look at the continuation of that pasuk, it's tihachayim. You didn't learn the drasha of the pasuk. It's not referring to actual mason in that pasuk. Tihachayim yodim tiyamutu. That's the other part of the pasuk. What does it mean that the chayim know that they will die? Even tzadikim, the misasa nikul chayim. That's referring to the tzadikim who are always called chayim even when they die. Tihachayim, those that are alive forever. The tzadikim know that they will die and therefore they act properly in their lifetime. And therefore, the other part of the pasuk, when it says the mason don't know, that means even their shaim, while they're still alive, don't know. They don't think about Yom HaMitzvah. So Ne'amar, how do you know that the mason, the tzaddikim are always called Chaim? Ne'amar uvenayahu ben Yehoyada ben ish Chaim, the son of a live person. That's going to be the drasha. Let's just finish the pasuk. Rav pa'alim b'kasarel, he accomplishes a lot. Uhika eshnei ariel moav. He hit the two Ariel from Moab. We're going to get to what the oldest means. When he yarad the hika is Ari b'tol habor, and he went down and hit the lion in the pit, Yom HaShelet, on the day of the snow. So we're going to use the first part of the passage for us. Then is Chai, that's Amud. What is the word? What does it mean? Then is Chai. Are the Kuli Alma today making the new? But everybody's the sons of dead people. What does it mean? He's the son of a live person. Ella Ben is Chai. It means that his father, Yoyada, even when he was dead, he was called alive. That's why Ben Ish Chai. That's why we brought the Chai to teach me that Tzadikim Achim Ben Misasa Nikul Chai. That's what we said. It's the Torah of the Tzadik. It's the Torah of somebody in Yisam. That itself keeps them alive. Now we're just going to dart through the rest of the Tzadik. Rav Pa'alim Mekatah El. What does that mean? Shiriva Vitzidate Po'alim Matarah. He was Rav Pa'alim. He gathered a lot of people to learn. For who? Kita, Esnei Ariel Moab. What does that mean? He hit the two Ariel Moab. When he died, he didn't leave anybody as great as him for the generations to come. In the first Ariel is the last of the Beit HaMikdash. In Mishnayos, Ariel refers to the Beit HaMikdash. In the end of Tavid, I think, and then the Midos, one of the two, Ariel also refers to the Mizbeach itself, called Ariel. But anyway, Ariel also refers to the Beit HaMikdash. So he hit the two Ariels. When he's dead of the two Ariels, Moab, from his father, from Shlomo HaMelech, built the Beit HaMikdash. Vuhu Yaragi says, Ari B'Tof HaBor, Yom HaSeled, two interpretations of that last part. Ika Da'amri, the cover of Zizi Gavarza, the Nachas, the Tava. Oh, see what that is. He went down to the ice, he broke through the ice, and he could go to the Mikdash. And he's learned out from the, Yishika Es Ha'ari. He's hit for lying in B'Tof HaBor, and, that refers to, I thought maybe the Arizal's Mikdash was also freezing, at least the length from here. But anyway, he broke the ice and he went into to the water. The Tana Sifra de Beirav, the Yom HaTisifra. He learned the whole Sifra de Beirav, which is the Medrash HaBakhi VaYikra. He learned it on a winter day. Not too many hours. He learned the whole Medrash VaYikra on a winter day, which is a difficult task. Okay, that's the end of the drasha of the pasuk. But anyway, why do we bring this pasuk? Because Rabbi was telling Rabbi Yonasan that don't think that Masons don't know. The pasuk that says that Masons ain't a Yodin, that's not referring to real Masons, but Chayim refers to Tzadikim. And now, let's finish the sentence. Baha Mason ain't a Yodin Ma'uma. What is that referring to? Eilu Rishayim. That's referring to wicked people. Said the Chayim to William Mason. That even when they're alive, they are considered dead. Shene'emar ba'atach halal rasha nasi Yisrael. You are a Rasha, but he calls him a Chalal. Chalal is a corpse. He's even called a corpse when he is alive. Or you learn from the following topic. According to two or three people, the dead person will die. You must hamesh. That way he's already called dead. Right? He's already high, but he is called dead. Okay, so far we've seen there's a discussion in between these great rabbis, and we end up seemingly to say that the Masons do know what's happening in the world, right? Because they say, hey, stop doing this, you're going to join us, and it's going to be, you're going to be being the Chari Bunch to say from us. And that's what the rest of this Omer is going to talk about. Fascinating topic, and you can do your own research on it, and show our my fourth sources, let me look, that's about Mason knowing what's going on. Okay, we'll have a couple of great stories. we'll get to that in a second. B'nai Rabbiya, Nafik was to Yasa. The children of Rabbiya went out to the city. I didn't see anybody pointed out, but history. We were just talking about Rabbiya. Rabbiya was just the one that was talking with Yonasan. That said, of course they know what's going on. Now, the children of Rabbiya went out to the city. Aikra was Hamudaihu. They went out, they left Yeshiva all of a sudden, their learning becomes heavy on them, they start forgetting their learning. Left Yeshiva. Have become Sarilad Surai. They were so upset, they were trying to remember. I'm going to have a chavre. Yada Abu Bahaisara. You think our father knows how what pain we're going through now? Our father of Pia. You think he knows what we're going through now? I'm going to Ida. You know Yada. No. How does he know? Vakid Yitzudu Bana Bala Yada. It says the children should honor. It says Bala Yada. They don't know. What do you mean? Of course he doesn't know. This is just a Pia, like I said. He just said that it's a unit. I guess they can talk to their father about this. Amar lo Yida, hello Yada, what do you mean? The Hafs said they do know. Ach, the sorrow, Allah Yishab, his father is going to hurt, the Nashor of Te'abel. So it seems like they do experience after death. The Amar of Yitzchak, of Yitzchak says, Kasha Yima Lameis, Machat Yitzchak Hachai. Difficult is the worm for the mace, like a needle in flesh. So they do know, says the other brother. So Amri, so they have to know. Might be a difference. They know about their own pain. But they don't know about others' pain. Therefore, there's no raya from that part. So it's still somewhat up in the air between the children of Rabbiya. What's the end? And now we have a nice long story. Below, is it really true that they don't know? So we're going to have a 20-line story, which all the way at the end is going to prove to us that they do know. Below. Sorry? Okay, but that's our apia stuffer, that's true. But in terms of this, the Gemara seems to be the power. But in a larger sense, that's definitely true. But lo, the Hatanya, fifth line. Maisa the Chasidah. It was once a Chasid. The first thing that's actually talked about, whenever it's Chasid Echad, it refers to like either the Tamer, either the, I forgot the guy, One of the Baba. So Maisa b'Chazir Echad, there was a story about a Chazir. The Marsha says this is going to be, even though it took place. But Maisa b'Chazir Echad, the Nasan Dinar Ma'ani Ba'era Barshishana B'Shishana Beto. He keeps stuck to an Ani, an Era Barshishana, in a famine year. The Hiknitso Ishto, he comes home, honey, I gave our last dollar to the Ani. Oh, I can't believe you! Get out of here! So he leaves the house, he's not welcome, he doesn't have a house in the house. The whole of one base of forest, and he goes to sleep in the base of forest. And the first one, of course, in the back, Yaakov Emden says that he didn't go there to be Zori Salamason, Pastor Salam, Zori Salamason, only when he tried to get a group to speak to him. He went there, he didn't go for Pastor Salam for ulterior motives. But he went there. The Shamach, the Yukos, and the Chapos, he was there. He heard two spirits talking to each other. Amr Chazim HaKaberta. Two spirits were actually slaves of two young children that died young. And they were talking to each other. Amr Chazim HaKaberta, one said to another, Haberti, my friend, go even a suit ba'olam, then it's mama yochari apardod, ma'kron is ba'olam. What is Rosh Hashanah? Let's go find out what's going on, if it's going to happen. Let's go find out what's going on. Amra la chaberta. The friend says, "Ini yichalah." I'm sorry, I can't join you. Ta'ani kvura b'machselah shokhanim. I was buried in a mat of reeds, so I can't come. Ela lachiat, you go. Umashavat shemas amrili. You come back and give me the report. It's a mat of reeds. That's difficult, exactly. The cloth and the meteor says, you don't know what's going on in the story, so. But at least on a certain level, maybe the point is that the idea of the neshama leaving the guf is only after the tachal abasa. After the guf disintegrates, that's when the neshama can fully leave the guf. And maybe the tachselah shokhanim is a type of material that doesn't let the guf disintegrate as quickly. And everything is saying, I can't come yet, because I'm still betoth by guf. That's what the meteor says. So halt the heat of he goes, the other spirit, Rabbah Amalah, and he comes back to the report. Haberta, Bamba Haberta, Haberti, Masa Magna Foya Hazo, what you hear? Amalah Shamati, I heard, to call the Rabbi Yisona, Barmaka also. I heard that whoever's going to plant in the first season, hail is going to ruin their crop. Halaku is our Rabbi Yisnia. Oh, this prophet, or overheard this, went and planted in the second season, instead of the first season. And what happened? So Kolo Kulo Laka. So everybody's crop is ruined. So Laka. So I get insider information. The son of Hazeres. So the following year, call up a love base of forest. He says, "Hey, what's the first year? I don't know. Didn't say he's watched that man in the second year. But he just went. Good idea." The son of Osan and the Rav Yosef Engel. So after that, isn't the zera? No, the zera is only by day, not by night. That's what he's talking. The Shama Osa stay real close to the Shapa Zulu. Again, here's the people talking, same conversation. Amr Chalav Chaberta, Bov and Asut Ba'olam, and Isla Mechoy Atarza Ma'Puran is Bala Olam. Let me go and try to hear what Puran is going to happen. Amr Lo Chaberta, Lo Kacha Margilacha, Ili Yechola. Didn't I already tell you I can't come? So I need to do it with my soul, so come in. Didn't I already tell you I'm here in this mat of reeds? That's the point. He thought that by this time the bones, the body would be disintegrated. That's what he asked again. Because it's all about that minimal. It's all about the disintegration. So go, it's okay outside. Hello, he asked the Masha Dakamas, go into Amiri. So you go tell me. Hope of the Shata Ubaba Amala, so she says, Haberta, the friend comes and says, Haberti Masha Masha Hoya Argob. So she says, Amala, I heard the opposite. So Masha supposed already to be a Shnia, she's up a Masha also. So we're planted the second season, a east strong wind is going to ruin their crop. Paul says, over here, you showed it. Oh, so now the Chassid goes to plant for the first season. Right? Because again, he has the information. And everybody else has switched. So they said, hey, if it happens to us again, so we're going to plant for the second season. So call a tool on this stuff, so everybody else in the world got their crop ruined. It's a Malone stuff. So finally, the wife says, what's going on here? Amrlo Isha, which they might talk is, so call a tool on Lachlan, so call a Lachlan. Yes, sir, so call a tool on Isha, Lachlan Isha. What's going on here, honey? Right, so Sakwa called Verm Halalu, but he told her what happened. He told her, I heard this, I heard that. Amru, Rahman al-Islam, the following story happened. Well, Hayy Yamu Muatin, Akinafa Kitaka, being Ishto to Osho Kashid, being Imit Osho Nida. Sometime later in history, the wife of this Kashid gets into a fight with the mother of one of the Rufos, of the Rufos for the two young girls that died. So they got into a fight, and Amr Law, the wife, gives a real low blow. Receive the Erev Bita, who threw over Machselah to a cunning.
Oh yeah, you're a great mother. You bury your dead in a reed mat.
Okay, that's what she said. The son of Ha-Heres, anyway, doesn't say what the first would do to her. The son of Ha-Heres, Halach the Lamed the first. The next year, anyway, the Chassid maybe doesn't know, but he goes back to his regular Rosh Hashanah habitat. The Shama Osan Rufus is in the sovereign Zoom Zoo. And again, he hears these groups of talking to each other. Amrava Khaberti, Bob and Asutva Olam, the Shama Ephraim Hargan, after Ansvala Olam. Let's go see. Amrava Khaberti. And maybe now she's free, but she doesn't say, I can't go. She's a good man, but Khaberti, I didn't say anything. Leave me alone, don't go. Kvarim Shabini Rabin Ka, Karnishmi Ubena Chayim. It's already known. Already known, so we have to be quiet. So it's interesting. They only said this once we started talking about it. The first year also. If anybody points this out. The first year, it was also known. But maybe the Masons don't know about it unless it's Meduber. It's spoken out. So the first guy already acted based on the information the first year. But the second year, they didn't say, oh, it's already known. Only after it was spoken about or something happened because of it, that's when it was known. Alma, but what did you see from this whole entire story? Alma, Yadi! So you see that it's known that the Masons know what's going on. But my answer is no, Raya. Maybe somebody, Mamish, died right after the story, happened with the fight, before Rosh Hashanah, and told them. They know what's going on in the Rukos, but maybe another spirit just came and said, oh, you heard what happened? So maybe they know about it in Shemaya, but they still know, Ryan, that they know about what's going on in Chai. Tashma, quickly, fourth line, another story. He kept money next to his host, his landlady. Had the Ugi Basel of Beirav, before he got back to Yeshiva, she died. Ugi Basel of Kasimabe. He followed her to the cemetery. Amrale, do you think they fell? Where's my money? Amrale, obviously, that's talking to the Aaron. Amrale says the answer, Zil Shaklim and Kipi Kiyura, the Gasha, the Duk Flan. It's under the pipe in the door, the Dukhwan, that means Makam Pony. Inside the place, there it is. And by the way, once you're going there to get your money, the Ema Lala Ime, tell my mother, to Shadali Mashrakai, the group sings the Tukhla, send my comb and my color, my makeup instrument, for Havi Panusa, the Asimu Maka. Send it with so and so, because he's joining me tomorrow. So just send my comb with her tomorrow. Alma Yadi. So again, you see that's a Mesa no. So Dilma no. Dome. Maybe there's an announcement in Samayim right before everybody comes up who's going to come. Maybe that announcement had taken place the day before already. Therefore, again, no riot that they know Mamas was going on behind him. It was just they heard the announcement in Samayim. Tashma, that who was the small having committed to Gabe, Jesus the athlete, the small father, had money with his homies. You know, Achnasi, the small Gabe, small wasn't with him when his father died. Having a parlay by offering Jesus the athlete. He used to call Shmuel the son of somebody who eats the money of his soulmate. That's a guy. Uncle Basir Lachasimabe, she wants to get rid of his name. She goes to the cemetery. Amruhu Beina Abba. I'm looking for Abba. Amruhu Abba Tuba Isahafa. A lot of Abbas here. Amruhu Beina Abba Bar Abba. No, my father's name was Abba Bar Abba. Amruhu Abba Bar Abba Nami Tuba Isahafa. A lot of Abba Bar Abba. Amruhu Beina Abba Bar Abba. Who is Shmuel? I want my father. Okay, so where is he? I'm really sorry when the sister of Kiev. He went out to learn in Yeshiva. Up, up, up. Obviously, he's not here now. Adahafi, meanwhile, Razi the lady, the Yasavadrah, he saw a lady sitting outside the circle of Niftarim, who were not in the Yeshiva. So, Amalei, Amai Yasavadrah, why are you sitting outside? Amai Taima, Botalah. So, why didn't you go up to join the Yeshiva? Amalei, the army lead, they said to me, call from Hanaf Sani, blow Salika from the sister of Rebbe Akhis. All the years that you didn't go to the office of Yeshiva, and you made him upset, and you caused him halitzas hadas, because you weren't showing up to Yeshiva. So for all those years, we're not letting you in, you have to wait a little bit. So they said, the Mepharshim said that he couldn't go up, and he also couldn't sit with everybody else. And he was late, he was a big Sabbath, he was like, in limbo. After Hafi the Hafi, meanwhile, so his poor father came. Chazi David Kabaki the office. He saw that he was crying and laughing and smiling. Amalei, by time of Kabaki, Abba, why are you crying? Amalei, do I agel to us? Because you're coming soon. What is Agel? Bagolo is my courage! He said it a million times. What does Bagolo mean? It's my courage. That's what Agel. You're coming soon. My time of Akhisis. Fine, that's why you're crying. Why are you smiling? The chassid is b'ha'al matuva. Because you're such a chashif person in this world. So that's the raya. My father was Rashi Tosis. Let's assume, like Rashi, that they know that you're such a chashif person in all Mazer. So Alma, that's how they finish the story first. Armalei yichasivna. If I'm so chashif, I lose all the lazy. So if I'm so chashif, so on my account, put lazy in the yeshiva. But I lose the lazy. They put lazy in the yeshiva. Armalei yichasivna. The athlete hey, huh? By the way, Daddy, you know, where's the money of the assignment? I want to return it, so your name gets cleared. Armalei yichasivna. Lidu ba'amta the rechaya. Go to the handmill in the kitchen. Eloi, the stuff's hidden in the three parts of the mill. Eloi, the tachai, the gun. The upper part and the lower part, that's our money. Umitzi, the asking, and the stuff in the middle part is the asomi. Armalei, my time avatar hakim. Why do you do such a strange thing? Armalei, if you knew the gandhi, nigdivu, nigdivu, gun. If people come and steal the money, they take what's on top. But it's still our money. If the ground makes it deteriorate at all, Achla may be gone. The ground will only ruin our money. That's why I put the Solomon's money in the middle one. Amadiyadi, what do you see from this whole story? But the Mason, no, right? Because they knew that Shmuel was such a classic person. So Dilma, Shani Shmuel, maybe Shmuel was different. He was a classic, since he was classic, so maybe a long time before he died, have the Amakwazi to new Makom. Maybe up in Shemayim, they scream out and they say, make room for Shmuel, Shmuel is coming. That's why, again, there is no raya that the Mason know from this story. This last line, the Rabbi Yochel Deo is right, that one has to be extra careful when you keep your Shomim, and you have to be extra special careful when you keep your Shomim's money. And some of the don't say, Caleb wonder, where did he get this from? Where's the Gemara? So I said, the Rabbi Son of Balakha says, our Gemara. The Shmua went out of his way, how do you keep your Shomim's money? You can put it on the top part, the bottom part, that's to put it in the middle part. Okay, let's period stop here, but let's have a Gemara.